This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
I often feel like I'm living in a fantasy, but I've been joined by the singer and songwriter of that particular track, Michelle Driver. Welcome to Women on Waves.
Hello, thank you for having me.
It's always great to give people a bit of a kickstart when they're just breaking onto the scene.
Yeah.
So, you've had the launch for Taking Back My Life, which was a pretty potent sort of message for your first EP.
Mm.
How did the launch go? Well,
actually, I haven't had an official launch as such, but what I am doing is playing live with a duo. So I've been playing a lot around Melbourne in all different bars and clubs. And that's going
You
really,
had one
really
on
well.
Last week, was it
Open
last
studio?
Night? Yeah.
So I've played at Open Studio, that was fantastic. And then I played at the Richmond Estate a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And I have my next gig coming up February 21st in Bridie O'Reilly's in Brunswick.
Right.
So
that should be a good venue too.
Fantastic. I'm really looking forward to it.
Let's talk a little bit about you. You're still quite young, but that's allowed when you're just releasing your first EP. So how did you develop an idea that you wanted to have a musical career? When did that start?
Well, it actually started a little bit later for me. When I was growing up, I wanted to be a professional tennis player.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was very shy, and my parents couldn't actually get me to sing.
Oh.
My sister did that, and she did it beautifully, but I was just very shy. And so I was wanting to be a tennis player, and then I was ranked in Australia and in Victoria.
Right.
So I worked very hard at that. And then, you know, I was going to work on to the Australian Institute of Sport. That didn't end up happening. I went to university instead.
Right.
And then I ended up going to a concert. My friends at university took me to a concert. And I didn't know who it was at the time. I cannot believe I didn't know who it was at the time.
Right.
And completely transformed me and got me out of my shyness. It was Katie Lang.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Anyway, so she had me in tears.
Yeah.
She was singing, crying, and it just transformed me. And I went out, got singing lessons, and here I am.
So do you play any musical instruments?
Guitar.
You play the
guitar. Sing guitar and songwriting. And I love songwriting.
Okay.
It's just a real creative expression.
And has that come since you've learnt the guitar you've been writing poetry for years or something, you know?
No, I haven't actually. Again, when I started singing, it happened quite quickly for me.
Yeah.
You know, I had some singing lessons, but I also managed to start working with people who were band members for, say, Tina Arena, Marie Wilson.
Oh, yes.
Bachelor Girl.
I don't know that.
Bachelor Girl. Oh, they're fantastic. I started working with them and got some experience with songwriting. I thought, well, this is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy it. And I think I can do this.
Right.
So just a real heart connection for me. I could really put all of my emotion into it and just really enjoyed it. So it started from there and started writing my own songs. And then with my current EP, I think just so many things in my life threw a curveball at me. So it's happened quite quickly, just over the last year. I've written all of those songs.
So all of those songs come from the last year of your life.
Well, I'd say it spans longer than that, but the writing of them came together quite quickly.
So there's no point in asking you about your inspiration for the music.
Life,
yeah, okay.
Which, you know, some parts of that have been really, really challenging.
Right.
In all different sorts of areas of my life, you know, whether it's personal relationships or whether it's... you know, teachers that I've had in my life.
Okay.
But what I've realised and why I chose to have such a strong title as Taking Back My Life is because I wanted to bring that strength that is inside myself and to become aware of that again, because in life I was starting to look for it outside of myself and not realise I was doing that. So it's bringing it back to me. And,
yeah. You mentioned Marie Wilson. Have you ever heard her sing Extraordinary?
Because probably not Extraordinary, but I saw her sing quite a lot live, and she's just fantastic.
This song that she's written, it's on her latest album called Extraordinary, is all about her rediscovering her inner strength and whatever. Wow. It's a brilliant song.
I'll definitely check it out.
We've got to take a few messages, but we'll come back and have a little bit more of a chat after that.
Okay.
Hi, this is the Top Twins, and you're listening to Women on Waves with Anita, Joy, 94.9. Yeehaw! Woohoo!
There you go, and we're back on Women on Waves, speaking with Michelle Driver, who's recently released her EP, Taking Back My Life. So, where were we? What would you say is, have you got more songs in you?
Absolutely.
Right.
As I said, I've been playing live gigs around Melbourne, so I've got quite a lot of new material that I've been playing, and I've got a lot of those tracks on SoundCloud.
Okay.
So they're demos. They haven't been produced yet. But I, as I said, I just love songwriting. I try to write a song a week. I'm a huge fan of Diane Warren. Have you heard of
Diane Warren? Yes.
She's just extraordinary. Yes. She's awesome. So a hardworking woman, and I've got a lot more material.
So are you still at uni, or have you finished?
No, I finished uni a while back, so I'm really focusing
on the music.
On my music now, right. And it's going very well. I'm very excited about how things are going for me.
Well, Melbourne is perhaps the best place in Australia to launch a music career because, A, there's so many venues, and B, there's so many other talents around.
Absolutely.
That you can work with and for.
Yeah, there's so many creative talents in Melbourne to work with, and I'm definitely finding those out. And so many places to play as well, a big live gig community.
So you've mentioned a number of people. Who would you say were your major influences in terms of music as you were growing up?
As I was growing up, my family... Well, I used to love ABBA.
All right. There's nothing wrong with loving ABBA.
Just, oh, my God, they had just beautiful voices.
Yeah.
Such beautiful voices. Probably, look, my influences are vast. I love Aretha Franklin. I love Etta James. And then I love Amy Winehouse. I love Adele.
All right. Okay.
Sam Smith. Sarah McLachlan.
Okay.
Who I got to meet.
Wow. You know, that's what I love about my job. I get to meet so many wonderful performers.
Wow. Lucky you.
Yeah.
You know, I thought I was, I went to her concert. And I received an email saying, you know, would you like to meet Sarah McLachlan? And I was like, obviously everyone from the concert gets this email. So I'm like, yeah, sure. Yeah. Love to go and meet her. And when I got there to meet her, I realised that not everyone had that opportunity. And yeah. somehow I, you know, was one of the lucky ones.
Yeah.
So that just made my year.
I was when did that happen?
So happy about that. That was the last time she was here. Was that last in January? I think it was last January.
Not
a year
January.
Ago.
Yeah, not
a year
January,
ago.
Just
no.
Oh, no, I was going to say,
no.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, so where do you think your career will move to next? Will you be, I don't know, producing some of the extra songs that you've been writing? Or?
Well, my current EP has been getting quite a bit of interest here and also in the States.
Right.
So there's a producer in the States who has heard my music.
Right.
And has said that he'd really like to work with me. So I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that I can get to work with him on some of my new material.
New material. Yeah.
But just the fact that he likes what I'm doing
right.
and has said that he wants to work with me, I feel very excited about.
Yeah.
And let's see what happens. Yeah.
Okay, talking about serious talents, have you ever had the opportunity to see the Top Twins from New Zealand?
Oh, no.
They are a something to put on your to-do list, I
Excellent.
Think, your bucket list. They're a fabulous, they are twins, Linda and Jules Topp, from New Zealand, and they're sort of local icons, and they've released a number of CDs and they've played festivals all over the world. Mm. Terribly, terribly popular duo, and I wanted to play a track from their CD, what's it called? It's called Grass Highway, and because we're doing our Valentine's Day special, I thought that I would play this particular track and then maybe come back.
Cool.
I'm just looking at the clock and seeing that I have to take a few more announcements, and then maybe we can come back after those.
Absolutely,
okay.
Great.
All right.
Hi, this is Becky Cole with the gorgeous Anita right here on Women with a Voice, somebody new and in English. This is Becky Cole, and Anita is gorgeous, even though I've never met her. Women on Waves 94.9. Joy! I'm joyous.
And that's what we are here at Joy, especially on Valentine's Day. Speaking of Becky Cole, yeah, we've been chewing some fat with Michelle Driver, who's a local performer, starting to make waves on the scene in here in Melbourne. Look, Michelle, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to come in and spend a little while with us here on Women on Waves. But before I let you go, I ought to get you to just tell people where you're going to be next, how they can find out news on your career and where you might be appearing in the future.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just wanted to say to you, thank you so much for having me. This has been great. I've had a lot of fun. It's been great to meet you. So in terms of shows, my website is www.michelledriver.com.
Yep, that's simple.
That simple. And my Facebook site is michelle.driver.musician, and I post the shows, the upcoming gigs that I'm going to have on my Facebook site. So the next one coming up is Bridie O'Reilly's in Brunswick, and
yep.
that's on February the 21st at 5 p.m.
So that's only a couple of weeks away.
It's not very far away, and I've also got pre-sale tickets for that.
It's 1 week away.
Yeah, it's not very far. So you can book tickets to come and see me play there, and those tickets are available on my website, michelledriver.com.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Keep us in touch with what's happening with you.
I will do. Thank you. And let's get have a mess time.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.